hello, hello. Welcome to the Marriage by Moi Swap podcast. These podcasts are tailored to help save a relationship at a time, a marriage at a time, a home at a time, and a family at a time. Let's make forever a reality and not a myth. Welcome to the Marriage by Moi Swap podcast, and let the healing begin.
This is our very first podcast, so I'm glad to have you here if you're listening with us. So we're going to start with marriage. What is marriage? Why marry? Why go through the pain of marriage? And we're just going to call this one the evolution or the genesis of marriage. Marriage in itself is an institution that was created, you know, and the first initiative of marriage started in the book of Genesis. I'm using the biblical terms because I am a Christian. And when God saw that it wasn't good for Adam to be alone, what he did was he created a woman to be a companion for him. We will not say in its own self that was marriage, but that was actually the beginning of the necessity of woman coming into existence. It was the beginning of the necessity for man to realize that he needed a woman. It wasn't good to be alone. And till date, we can all say that it's not good to be alone. Adam had it on lockdown. We can say he had it on lockdown. The guy was chilling with God, going for walks in the garden with God. He was naming the animals. I mean, come on, he even named an animal orangutan, hippopotamus. I mean, that's to show you buffalo. I'm sure he was having a swell time in the garden. I mean, what more could he want? But then there was still something missing. There was a void he needed to fill. In as much as he had it on lockdown, there was still a void that God had placed there. And that was a void of companionship. God could have made Eve a lot earlier, but God did not. Because he needed Adam to realize that it would not be good for him to be alone. In one of the teachings I have done in the past, I was able to mention to them that what one doesn't realize one needs, one does not value. And when one does not value something, one normally abuses it, mistreats it, and take it for granted, if not disdain it. And it's such a sad thing in today's world to see women not realize that they need to place a value on themselves. They need to make the man understand that because they value themselves, there's a value and a worth that comes with them being in the man's life. The truth is, the Bible actually says, he who finds a wife has found a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So until a man understands what a precious gem a woman is, and in fact, the woman first has to understand what a precious gem she is, how valuable she is, the fact that she is the harbinger of favor in his life. Until she realizes that, women will keep throwing themselves at men, and men will not really appreciate them. So until this identity crisis is solved individually and gender-wise, we're going to keep having reoccurring issues in the relationship between men and women. It is important to also highlight the fact that the first relationship ever buttressed at the beginning of creation, biblically, was one of man and woman. I stop there because I know if I go any further, there's going to be a lot of conversations on this. But that's my perspective, man and woman. That's my perspective. And I'm not going to push that any further. Now, where did marriage originally start from? So, apart from the companionship and the relationship between man and woman at the beginning of creation, what the author mentioned of marriage came from men in the Bible. Marriage in itself is a ceremony. It's an institution, a terminology created by man. But the concepts and the features of marriage originated from God. And why do I say this? Because biblically, again, in the Bible, there's so much comparison placed on marriage. When it's said in the Bible about drawing the parallel of Christ and the church being the bride of Christ, and in Revelations where reference was made that there will be a marriage ceremony, you know. And so, yes, the terminology itself came from man, but the features and the concept of marriage came from God biblically. That's the spiritual perspective. Now, coming to culture and tradition, the honest truth is marriages differ from culture to culture, from geographical location to location, and then also there's the spiritual perspective of marriage. So you have the Christian marriage and you have the Islamic and all the other religions that exist, but I'm predominantly going to talk about the Christian and the Islamic one. The Christians believe in one man, one woman, while Islamic marriage permits multiple wives for the man. And then you also have the state and the governance of marriage, which also deals with polygamy and all those other things depending on geographical location. So we have spoken about the concepts of marriage, the origin, both from the spiritual perspective, cultural, and all that. So why do people marry? Why marry? Apart from the fact that we have mentioned that it is to stop man from being lonely, we have to understand that a woman who comes into a man's life comes as an added plus. You know, a woman is supposed to come into a man's life and there is supposed to be growth, changes in the man's life, either both emotionally, mentally, financially, and otherwise. And until women understand the concept of the power that they have, the value that is placed on them, the bonus they are to eternity and to a man's life, they will just keep making these blunders of wasting the giftedness creation has placed in them, if I may use that word. So now we're going to talk about where the problem in marriage started from. Again, biblical perspective. I will start from the very first relationship that was highlighted in the Bible, which was Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, and the very first challenge they had. The challenge they had was the fact that Eve had decided to disobey the instruction given to her at the beginning of creation. Eve might have been clueless, but Adam was not clueless. Adam actually decided to follow Eve. He chose to eat that apple, even though he knew better. The instruction was given to him, but he knew better. But he still chose to eat that apple. Guess what? He would rather, at that point in time, which is totally wrong, he would rather have disobeyed God, fellowship with God, union with God, then go back to being lonely, then go back to living his life without Eve. Now, we do know that as romantic as this might sound to some, we know that without God, really, without that God factor, everything we do is just, it's misplaced. It's not going to last. And Adam making that choice is why we are where we are today. Why there's so much evil in the world. Now, after all that, and God actually asked him, Adam, where are you? And then, you know, read them the riot act in the Bible about him eating the apple and disobeying him. Guess what Adam did? What he basically did was, he blamed Eve. In fact, he blamed God. He said, the woman you have given to me gave me this to eat. That's the first recorded case of man not owning up. He literally threw the love of his life under the bus. That was the first blame game ever reported in the beginning of creation. Yes, very first blame game. And of course, Eve, who was a fast learner, picked up on it quickly. And what she basically did was she did the blame game also with the serpents. The serpents you made did this. And you know, that's just the beginning of the crack in the relationship between man and woman. That's the beginning of it. If you think about your relationship with your husband or with your spouse, you will realize that there are times where you felt like he should have defended you or she should have stood up for you, but instead what they basically did was kind of deny you or throw you under the bus, you know. And you know, this can be really hurtful, it can be really painful, but if it makes you feel any better, realize that the first man who was created and the first marriage, relationship that was ever mentioned in the Bible went through it too. But if you flip over to the very next chapter, after they were kicked out of the garden, the truth is, we said, and Adam knew his wife, and then she gave birth to Cain and Abel. So what am I saying? I'm saying these things do happen and they can be really painful and you feel betrayed and you feel exposed and you're really hurt. But guess what? Just like the first relationship mentioned, went through it, they moved on. They moved on. The very next chapter, they were intimate. Yes, the honest truth is, in marriages, things will happen. In relationships, things will happen. And your spouse might not necessarily be at the best that they should be. They might not stand up for you. They might not protect you. They just might not. And they might do things that will really hurt you and betray your trust. And you feel like, can I ever trust this person ever again? The truth is, you must choose to. You must learn to forgive. If you cannot learn to forgive, you have no business getting married. Marriage is for the mature. It is for those who go into it with a mindset deciding that it's a forever thing. When you go into marriage, you cannot decide that there's a plan B. Now, in as much as I've said this, I know there will be situations where, you know, you actually need to leave. But as the podcast goes on, we will go into all that. For now, we must go into marriage with a mindset of, I choose you. I choose to be with you. I choose to make this work. Forever is not a myth. It's going to be a reality. I will forgive you. You know, when my husband and I take premarital classes, one thing we ask the couples is there anything you think your intended partner can do that will never make you forgive? And yes, I've heard all kinds of things. I've heard, oh, if he cheats on me, if he does this, if he does that. And our answer always remains the same. If you always already have a predetermined reason that you will not forgive, guess what? 100 times out of 100 times, that thing is going to happen. It's going to happen. You must, instead, why don't you change the concept of, there is nothing this person is going to do to me that I will not forgive. And I use this analogy a lot. And the analogy is, if I were the devil, and I knew, and I knew, and I knew that there's something that your intended spouse or partner or husband will do, and it's a deal breaker for you, I'm going to do my utmost best to make him do that thing or to make her do that thing. And, you know, we need to talk more about these things. We need to go back to the very beginning of why we are getting married. Marriages need to fix the home front. Until marriages fix the home front, we're going to keep churning out adults who are not stable emotionally, who are not stable morally, who are not stable, who are not whole. They are not whole in themselves. And that's why the world is broken. That is why bad things are still happening. There'll still be evil in the world. But I'm saying we could salvage it. We could cut down the percentage of evil being done out there by the caliber and, you know,
and the wholeness of the children we churn out into society. This isn't what God intended. This isn't what we intended when we went into marriage. It could not have been the plan we had when we're looking all gooey-eyed into each other's eyes. Today I ask you, choose forever. Choose to make forever a reality and not a myth. And how do you do that, you ask? Understand that this marriage, this thing we call marriage, it's more than just loving somebody. You don't love somebody and not love the person. Love is a choice. It actually literally is a choice. You choose to keep loving. You choose to stay in love. You choose to forgive. Love is a choice. You choose to be the best wife or the best husband you can be. And it cannot be a one-sided choice. It's a two-way street. Because guess what? It took two of you to fall in love. It took two of you to walk down the aisle. And it's going to take two of you to make it to the finish line. So that's the end of today's podcast on marriage by Moiswap. We're going to go in deeper in our next episode. See you then.